Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 5th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Hope and a Future. The scripture text is a great promise from Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Last night I shared the gospel with a group of men in prison. Preaching in a prison setting is one of the most fulfilling experiences I have in my ministry. The men come in a single file, all at one time, wearing their orange jumpsuits under a correction officer's watchful eye. The meeting room itself is surrounded by concrete, including a ceiling, so you can imagine the sound dynamics. There weren't enough chairs in the room, so men just sat on the floor. Prior to beginning the service, the room was loud, but when I asked them to respect the Lord as we were going to have a service, the place grew incredibly quiet. I distributed the well-worn hymnals and asked if they had any favorites. Well, they sure did. We could have sung all night, I suppose. I'd asked if one of them would help lead the songs, and a big man jumped to the front who sang like Ron Canole. My, oh my, did we ever sing. That concrete room just resonated with the enthusiastic voices of the redeemed. We concluded with the classic hymn, Amazing Grace. I preached a message to the prisoners about having a hope and a future based on Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I shared the story about Manuel, a friend of mine from college who had a call to prison ministry. In fact, Manuel interviewed me when I received my chaplaincy endorsement, and he is now the second highest-ranking chaplain in the federal prison system. I visited with him in a meeting on Wednesday, and he presses on in his service for Christ. In the early 90s, Manuel worked with a prisoner by the name of Alex Velasquez, who was imprisoned as a kingpin drug dealer. Alex turned to the Lord, and Chaplain Manuel discipled him and was instrumental in restoring his marriage. Alex went on to receive pastoral training and is now a pastor of the Oasis Tabernacle in the Red Zone of Philadelphia, one of the most violent neighborhoods in the country. Chaplain Manuel drives up from Washington, D.C. area to be a part of that church, pastored by the very inmate whom he discipled years earlier. The gospel's wonderful, isn't it? The message is shared with those men I share with each podcast listener today. The Lord has declared, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Based upon God's unchanging character, this is a great promise that we can all accept and rejoice in today. I believe we can understand this promise from this point onward in our lives, and that's just what I stressed to the prisoners last night. God has a wonderful plan for the remainder of our lives on this earth, our temporal future, regardless of what we've done before this point. Jesus calls this the abundant life in John 10, verse 10. But the best part will be the eternal future. The greatest experience of this life will not even compare to the future in heaven God has planned for us. That's expressed in the song Amazing Grace in the final verse. We sang it last night, when we've been there 10,000 years. The Apostle Paul exhorts us to, quote, fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That verse is in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. We may have little sense of the great future God has planned for us who truly love Him. We only see the smaller picture. Those prisoners may only sense their current plight, feel such hopelessness and despair. I wanted them to see beyond that. The same may be the case for some of you listening today. God sees our hope and future far beyond what we see through the maze of life in our temporary experience. If we saw the big picture, such as our Heavenly Father does, we would look upon the lovely tapestry of life with perpetual rejoicing. smile, and remember today that our God is an awesome God.
Lord, though I see through a glass darkly, I'm so glad that you have a perfect vision for my future. Because I have committed my life to you, I am confident that your plans for me are for my good, even though I may not understand the circumstances through which you work. My sufferings and disappointments do not compare with the future glory that will be revealed in your perfect timing. I do not throw away my confidence based upon what I see, but instead, I choose to live by faith. Since faith is being sure of what I hope for and certain of what I do not see. Lord, help me to be faithful as I patiently wait to see your plans fulfilled in my life.
Amen. I make that my prayer as well, and I urge you to as well. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share these messages from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. A little more I could share today, and I am going to share a bit more and make the podcast longer than usual, but you can shut it off anytime you choose. We've shared the main message. There's a lot on my heart regarding last night's message. There's an incredible lack of pretentiousness among the prisoners. It's amazing they come in, and I guess they're just at a point in life where they're not trying to be anybody. They really have no problem demonstrating their hunger for the Lord. They remain fully engaged throughout the entire message. That's something, as a preacher, that I'm not always used to, all the distractions we have. In fact, during my sermon, a loud buzzer went off as I was preaching, followed by a terse announcement that the movie was starting. Well, I paused and asked if any of the men wanted to go to the movie. The resounding answer was no. That's a blessing. They just seemed to soak in the message, and many expressed earnest appreciation as they left. I challenged the men to accept the Lord as their Savior. Tell me if they had done so. A man named Charlie approached me afterwards and told me he had. One of the most touching moments was another man who spoke about a point I made referring to those on the outside who cared about them, such as their parents, spouse, or children. He asked me as he left, "What do I do if no one cares about me?" Now, this is surely one of the most difficult issues to deal with, as most of us do have people that care about us. I only had a moment, but I briefly assured this man of God's care and told him there were others that cared, such as the chaplain there in the prison, and people such as myself, and urged him when he got out to find a family. Thank God that's something that churches can be. Brooksine's going to share a similar story she encountered in her chaplain work now. I wanted to encourage you, and may we be tuned in to the loneliness that surrounds us.
Last week I was visiting one of our companies, and the mother of a young military soldier told me a story recently about her son's experience where he's stationed. He became acquainted with another young man who was at the same boot camp, but unfortunately this man became very ill and spent several months in the hospital. During that time, his family never visited, called, or wrote. He was recently discharged from the hospital and is now back in military training. The woman I spoke with is now corresponding with this lonely soldier along with her daughter. Can you imagine what a difference this caring family is making in this young man's life?
Quite a story to be in the hospital 3 months and apparently have no interest from your family. There's people like that out there. People probably like that in your life, I hope. None of you listening to you have that experience. If you do, again, God loves you today. In today's message, I referred to Ron Canole. I like his music, and I found a great full-length MP3 audio clip. It indicates his style. It's a song called Be Glorified, and there's a link to that on the website today. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Welcome you to visit the site. Just scroll down after all the reading you heard today, and there will be a link to the song Be Glorified by Ron Canole. It's my desire in my life today that God would be glorified, and may you have that same desire today as well. Have a wonderful day and weekend.